In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is baptized.
In the river Jordan.
Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters, on this Sunday after Theophany. The baptism of Christ has a tremendous significance for our whole human race. St. John Damascene said that the Lord was baptized not because he himself had need for cleansing, but so that by water to bury human sin, to fulfill the law, to reveal the mystery of the Holy Trinity, and finally to sanctify watery nature and proffer it to us in the form and example of baptism. Well, it was not only for the whole human race collectively, but also for each one of us individually, that the Lord gave us the sacrament of baptism by his own example. As St. Nikolai Vlimirovich said, Christ takes upon himself the sin of the whole human race. He dies under it in the immersion, and he rises again, the coming up out of the water, and we must die to the old sinful man and rise again, cleansed, renewed, and reborn. Here is the Savior, and here is the way to salvation. When Nicodemus came to Jesus, the Lord instructed him and said, among other things, he said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And St. Theophylact notes that the water of baptism, visibly perceived, cleanses the body. The Spirit, invisibly working together with the water, regenerates the invisible soul. The symbols and images of Christ's resurrection and burial are enacted in this water. The three immersions symbolize the three-day burial. And after the immersions, the man rises up, as did the Lord, clad in the bright and radiant garment of incorruption, having drowned corruption in the water. When we were baptized, whether as infants or children or as adult converts, we began our new life in Christ. And it's important to remember, though, that it is now up to us to endure to the end, as Jesus said. St. Nikolai Vlimirovich points out, darkened and dejected by later sins, we forget sometimes this greatest of heavenly mysteries that is revealed to us at baptism. For by baptism we are cleansed from every sin, although after our baptism we are met by satanic temptation, to which Christ did not submit, as we do. But those of us who take thought for our salvation day and night with total humility and obedience to God can be made worthy of the revelation of great divine mysteries, such as were revealed at the Jordan. Because, you know, at the Jordan, the Holy Trinity was made manifest, as it says in the Triparion, because you had the Father's voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son. You had Jesus the Son standing there in the river, and then you had the Holy Spirit descending upon him as a dove. The Holy Church has given us all the tools that we need in order to keep the fire of the Spirit burning throughout our earthly lives. And of course, that fire was kindled at our baptism, especially at our chrismation. St. Simeon the New Theologian once said that a candle is, you know, dark and doesn't give off any light until it's lit with fire, and then, you know, it lights up the whole room. And that's like an image of our spiritual lives. We receive, our candle is lit, you know, at the time that we're baptized and chrismated, but then it sometimes gets blown out, you know, because of the world, the flesh, the devil, you know, we stumble and fall. And so that's why we keep coming back to church, so we can keep lighting that candle of the Spirit, as it were. And this we must accomplish with God's help and with our continuous effort. After his baptism, when Jesus began his ministry, the first message that he preached was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Well, many Christians today misunderstand this word, repent, and assume that it is only in a superficial kind of moral sense. I'm sure we've all either witnessed personally or heard about street preachers who shake their Bibles at passers-by on the street and yell at them to repent. And I'm not sure how much good that does. Usually people get a good laugh out of it. But I don't really think that's not the kind of repentance that is the deeper repentance that is needful here. Well, the English word repent, remember, comes from the Greek word metanoia, which is actually a combination of two words. Meta, which means change or transformation, like in the word metamorphosis, you know, when the caterpillar turns into a butterfly. Noia, which is a form of the Greek word nous. It's usually translated into English as the word mind, but it doesn't really mean just the logical, rational mind. It means this higher part of our mind that the Holy Fathers tell us enables us to understand spiritual things. Well, today is also not only the Sunday after Theophany, but it's also Zacchaeus Sunday. And here we see a profound image of spiritual transformation. St. John Maximovich once described Zacchaeus as a most wicked man who, although born and raised as a Jew, became a traitor to his people by serving the Roman government as a mercenary tax collector who brought pagan sacrifices, swore a pagan oath, mercilessly forced taxes from his own brothers, increasing them to his own wealth. Considering all this, it's not hard to understand why the Jewish people hated these tax collectors, these publicans. And Zacchaeus was not just a run-of-the-mill publican, he was the chief publican, so he was very rich and very wicked. But look what happens here. This is an amazing thing. Zacchaeus hears that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He certainly heard of him. And he suddenly has the urge to see this man for himself, this rabbi, this teacher. But because he's so short, he really can't see anything above the heads of all the other people, so decides to climb up into a tree, which in itself is rather remarkable, because a person who's very rich and very powerful normally doesn't do things that might appear foolish, you know, because people, that might damage his reputation, you know, they might think he kind of lost his marbles or something. But Zacchaeus didn't care. And we have to ask, well, why? Why does he suddenly care so much about seeing Jesus? I mean, he could have seen him anytime, you know, but for some reason, right at this moment, he's got to see Jesus. That's all there is to it. And he's just going to do anything necessary to do that, even climbing a tree and making a fool of himself. Well, clearly, all his scheming and cheating of all these poor people to amass his great fortune did not satisfy the deeper yearning of his soul for salvation. And this yearning drives him to climb the tree and to see Jesus. And of course, in that moment when Jesus passes by, he calls Zacchaeus to come down and invites himself to his house. Now, despite the judgments of the crowd about what a great sinner Zacchaeus was, when Christ comes into his house, Zacchaeus is moved to repentance. Suddenly, he declares that he will give away half his fortune to the poor and will also restore fourfold all that he took by false accusation from anyone he cheated. In the Old Testament, and I think it's Deuteronomy, if someone stole something or cheated somebody out of something, they were supposed to return double what they had taken from that person by deceit. Zacchaeus returned twice that much, fourfold. So basically, he gave away his whole fortune just like that. Just, you know, he did what the rich young man was not willing to do. You know, he gave away everything and went and followed Christ. And so in that moment, Zacchaeus was transformed from a corrupt, sinful tax collector into a pious disciple of Christ. And the Lord declares and confirms this. He says, today salvation has come to this house. Zacchaeus later, we know from Holy Tradition, became one of the apostles of the 70 and followed the apostle Peter, who ordained him as bishop of Caesarea. Well, next week will be the Sunday of the publican and the Pharisee, which begins the preparation for the season of Great Lent. So let us therefore imitate Zacchaeus by climbing above the earthly cares, as it were, through prayer and fasting, by confessing and repenting of our sins before the Lord, who will then grant us forgiveness and spiritual transformation, so that salvation will also come to the house of our souls. Christ is baptized.